This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Is Charlottesville Right
Weekend. I hope you're doing well. My name is Coy Barefoot, and this is Charlottesville Right Now. It's News Radio 1070 WINA, 9 minutes after 5 o'clock, 48 degrees. It's local talk, local issues, local radio at its very best. Coming up tomorrow, we're going to talk live with Rodney Thomas of the Albemarle County Board of Supervisors. He will join us in studio to preview the big upcoming county budget hearing Wednesday night. Make sure you get there early and get a good seat, and then let the fireworks begin. We're also going to talk tomorrow with nationally syndicated radio talk show host Tom Hartman, live from Portland, I think is where he is. We're going to talk about the Tea Party and healthcare in America. Tom Hartman, tomorrow on Charlottesville Right Now. Betty Mooney joins me live in studio, along with former city councilor Kevin Lynch, with the very latest on their take on the proposed water supply plan. Kevin, where should we begin? What's the latest?
Well, you know, the latest dog that Vervan is trying to flog is the pipeline study, which was a review of some work that Gannett Fleming did years ago, trying to justify building a pipeline to the South Fork to the proposed new Ragged Mountain Dam. The real story that's out there, though, the one that Ravan has been doing their best to bury, is that they also just got back the preliminary dredging report for the South Fork Ravanna River. And the dredging report looks great. It looks better than we thought it would, quite frankly. And, you know, Betty and I have been in here before making the case for why we should dredge and talking about how it'd be fairly inexpensive and there really wasn't that much to do. And we had asked city council to take a look at it. They did that. We really got to give them props for going ahead, because information's come back. It says, number one, we've got more water than we thought, a lot more water than we thought in that reservoir, 350 million more gallons than was reported by Gannett Fleming. So we've got more water than we thought. It's the sedimentation is slower than we thought. It's not filling up with sediment as fast as we thought. And the amount of sediment that needs to be removed to restore the reservoir to its original capacity is much less than we thought, less than a million cubic yards. We thought that this was a very doable project when we thought it was 2 million cubic yards. But there, once they've actually gone out and looked at it, it looks like it's a much easier job than even we thought, and we were the big proponents of this. So we're not surprised that Ravan has tried to bury this. But
yeah, I haven't heard anything about this, and this is
no
amazing.
One has anyone else, neither has anyone else in the press. But
this is breaking news today. This is the first anybody's heard about this.
Well, but it's not that it hasn't been out there. They got this information back in January, and they're still trying to figure out how to spin it. And they're not going to talk about it until they figure out how to spin it. And I don't think they're ever going to get there, because this is really unspinnable for them. The case for dredging is more compelling now than it's ever been. And their own documents and their own consultants pretty much prove it.
So we're talking with Kevin Lynch and Betty Mooney. The phone lines are open at 977-1070. Betty, what's your take on all this?
Well,
I guess we shouldn't be shocked that Tom Frederick and the folks involved with the with Ravanna would want to try to bury this or want to try to cover
right.
it up. They've been pushing very aggressively for years for a hundreds of millions of dollars on a whole new water supply plan, and here comes this dredging study that shows, hey, no, this is looks like your way to go.
Well, it's very embarrassing for them, in fact, because at one point they told us dredging was going to cost over $200 million, as reported by Hawes Spencer. And now we know that not only is it going to not cost that, it'll probably cost less than $10 million. Everyone listen, $10 million to restore the reservoir. What that means to the ratepayer, your water bill does not have to go up. You do not have to see your water bills go up, because they already have over $20 million. They doubled your. They have over $30 million in what we call a slush fund.
Yeah, because they raised rates years ago.
Right.
to do something that they never did.
Right. 25 cents out of every dollar that Ravana collects, they just put in the bank in anticipation of massive spending down the road when they finally build their pipe dream. Because they know that when it's finally time to build this, it's going to be so expensive that unless they have a big pile of cash they're sitting on, the ratepayers won't stand for it. So they've used this big reserve. They call it their rate stabilization fund.
I'm sorry. I have to laugh.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. If it weren't me that was paying for it and you, then if it was some
it's
other
like
community,
it's like raising
it'd be
taxes
funny.
And calling it the taxes stabilization fund, you know?
but the fact of the matter is, in 2003, I guess it was, and I was on council when we raised the rates because we thought we were going to pay for a $30 million plan. Well, we've been piling up the money, and the estimates for the new plan keep piling up faster than the money. So while they've done nothing, the money's continued to pile up. And as Betty said, we can use for $10 million, we could dredge that reservoir and get it back to its original.
So they have the money already because of the rates they raised that would pay for dredging the South
Fork. We can pay for dredging now. We do not have to borrow money. We do not have to raise rates. We can do everything now with the money they've got. They do not have to borrow any money.
We're talking with Betty Mooney and Kevin Lynch. The phone lines are open, 977-1070, the very latest on the proposed water supply plan for Charlottesville and Albemarle. Well, Betty, what's your response to the folks who say there's so much maintenance and repairs that need to be done as a part of the water system that we still need to raise rates and a lot of money still needs to be spent there?
Well, we don't, because we only need $10 million for the dredging. The original estimate to repair the dam, which we know we need to do, was $3.5 million. Well, if we just triple that, which again, at Fleming, everything they told us has been three times as expensive. So even if we give them that, we triple it, it's only $10
million. We still have that money.
Think about it. They've
in the
got
slush fund.
$30 million right. in their slush fund. We have got all the money we need to repair the dam, dredge, enough water for this community, for our children, our grandchildren, and all our pets for 50 years. So, I mean, if they don't do this, Coy, it's up to the citizens of this community. If they watch them borrow $200, $300 million and raise your rates, triple, quadruple, it'll be because you didn't speak up, that you let the elected officials get away with this, because this, to me, is totally an abuse of power.
Yeah.
If they spend all this money and go into debt when they don't have to, it's like a huge tax, a huge tax.
Yeah. We're talking with Betty Mooney and Kevin Lynch. It really does blow my mind that this study, I've never heard anything about this.
Yeah, it's on the website. You can go find it. It's on Ravana website.
So has anybody confronted Ken Boyd or Tom Frederick or, you know, the folks who are part of the Ravana? They are Ravana, the people behind Ravana that are making these decisions and obviously consciously deciding, well, we're not going to put a spotlight on that. We're not going to tell people about this.
Well, we're going to city council tonight. Dave Norris is also on the Ravana board, and to his credit, you know, the city has pushed for looking at the South Fork Reservoir and doing a good study of what it would take to restore it to its original capacity. The county did not want to do it. Ravana did not want to do it. In fact, they said to the city, if you do it, you're going to have to pay for it. And the city said, well, okay, if that's what it takes, because again, it's our reservoir. You know, it's still the city's reservoir, even though we lease it to Ravana for a dollar. So it was sound financial planning by the city to get a good sense of what its asset was really worth. But you're absolutely right. I mean, we're here at the just at the beginning, having digested all the information that's out there, to let people know this is we don't have to spend $200 million and triple everybody's water bill to have enough water for the foreseeable future.
I don't see how politically that you're involved in this and keep pushing forward on this project in this economic situation in which we have found ourselves, that it's not about to get better anytime soon. I don't see how you can stand up and say we need to spend hundreds of millions of dollars on a new water supply plan.
Well, part of the problem is that not everybody on the Ravana board understands water very well. I mean, Gary O'Connell, I would ask him questions when I was on council, and he'd be, well, I have to get back to Tom Frederick on that. But he's on the board. And I think that's true for just about the majority of the board. I think, again, Dave Norris has done a great job, but ask any of the other ones anything real tough and specific about what's happening with water, and you don't get a straight answer from them. They're mostly there to nod their heads and follow Frederick's lead.
Yeah.
And Frederick wants to build a dam. I just think he wants to build a dam. And he doesn't care what it costs. He doesn't have to pay for it. So it's up to us, the citizens, to stop this. And we know now that dredging is the solution for the future. We don't have to be critics anymore. We're advocates. We now have a plan that will cost $10 million to restore all the water we need in the reservoir. It'll save our reservoir. We were going to lose that beautiful.
Will it give you
South
the water
Lake
you
reservoir.
Need in 50 years? Because that's,
yes.
I mean, yeah.
This will, we have graphs, we have data with their own data, their own reports. They have now proven, thanks to, as Kevin said, our mayor is amazing. We should all be so grateful that Dave Norris has pushed this plan. The city's paid for it, the city council voted for it. They are saving us hundreds of millions of dollars. How often does government save hundreds of millions of dollars? Well, that's happening right here and now.
We're talking with Betty Mooney and Kevin Lynch, the latest on the water supply plan, breaking some news this afternoon. Bob is on line one. Bob, you're on with Betty and Kevin. Go right ahead.
Hi. Just thank you for, I'm a citizen of Albemarle County. Thanks for, you know, speaking up for us. It's great to have people like you to be doing what you're doing right now. Is there some kind of a Board of Supervisors meeting that maybe the two of you can go and educate the rest of the board? And to me, this is political suicide. I can't, like you said, Coy, I cannot imagine a politician in today's climate saying, let's spend $200 million versus $10 or $20 million, and especially given, you know, the recent cuts that Bob McDonnell has, you know, has enacted. To go and spend that kind of money is suicide politically.
Bob, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. It blows my mind, and I'll just say this as an aside. Ken Boyd's running for Congress, and he serves on the Ravana board. How can he? This makes no sense to me. How do you do this? And he is savvy. He is a smart guy. How can he keep pushing this expensive plan to build a whole new water supply plan for hundreds of millions of dollars when they're talking about closing libraries?
Well, I'll tell you what Gary said to me back when I was still on council, which was, look, we can always go back and dredge later, but we may not ever get a chance to build a dam like this again, because who knows what the regulatory environment might bode in the future. And I think what it is they've bought into the classic sales con. They were sold this idea of, you know, buy it now. It's $200 million, yeah. And yeah, that looks like a lot, but it's
what do
it's
I need to do
bargain.
To put you
it's
in a new dam today?
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, that's really what it is. You may never get a
And
chance.
You think it's also this, Kevin, and because you might appreciate this because you served in elective office. Do you think it's also the fact that some staff members, whether it's Tom, Frederick, I don't mean Tom in particular, but I know this for a fact, this happens. People in elected office or in positions of power in government staff, they like big, expensive projects.
Oh, absolutely.
It's a legacy project.
Absolutely.
You can point to it one day and say, look what I did.
Absolutely. They used to ask me that. The senior staff would ask me all that time, a lot, when I was on council, especially the last couple of years. Well, what's going to be your legacy? And I would tell them, look, I'd like to just be known as the guy who didn't screw anything up. I'd be happy with that. And if everybody else could do that, we'd be in
But most people don't think that. Most people think, I want to be part of a new school or a new
right.
dam
no,
or you know, some new highway.
Or listen
right.
to this, Coy. One of the engineers who's in charge of this project, we've been told by someone who went onto their Facebook page, that on their Facebook page it says, what do you want to do with your life? And it says, I want to build a dam. So this is totally an ego trip. This is an ego trip for Ravana with our money. And if we don't stop it, they're going to build that dam. And they don't care what it costs because we're going to pay for it. And then they'll have it on their resume.
Betty Mooney and Kevin Lynch live in studio, the latest on the Ravana's Water and Sewer Authority's latest proposals. And the study is in. Kevin, repeat for folks who just joined us, repeat now the breaking news that has gotten little or no attention in the local media, that there is a new study about mm-hmm. dredging, and what are the results?
It's on Ravana's website. And it shows
But they have yet to come forward and say, hey, folks, we have exciting news.
Right. Because it's not exciting to them. It's depressing to them.
It's very depressing.
Because it makes people think, why the heck do we need to build a new dam?
That's right. It shows we have much more water in the reservoir than they previously thought, that it's filling with sediment much slower than previously thought, and the amount of sediment that we need to remove is half of what we previously thought. From our perspective, it was better than we could really have dreamed. And understandably, Ravanna doesn't want to talk about it.
Because they've tried to tell us that dredging was way too expensive and that's why we shouldn't do it. And this disproves everything they've told us, folks. Your water bills do not need to go up. We do not need to borrow money. They've got all the money they need to dredge.
Let's go to line one. Sarah's on line one in Charlottesville. Sarah, go right ahead.
Hi. Well, I just would like to thank both of your guests for having really good news on a Monday. And my question is, can we not fire the Ravanna Water and Sewer Authority and start again with someone else that we might have some trust and faith in?
Yeah, what's well, the, what is the what is the status on that? I mean, Tom Frederick, engineer, is a director of this authority,
which is the executive. But I guess Betty and I might have a slight difference of opinion. I'm not really sure that he's entirely the problem. I think the problem started with a board that we had 4 years ago, and you know, since the last couple of years, we have two elected officials on the board, and I think that's helped a lot. But before Dave Norris and Ken Boyd were on the board, it was four bureaucrats and a developer. So they're
that's
all
where
about,
this plan came
and
from.
And that's where this plan came from. In fact, the plan really came before Tom. Gannett Fleming was hired to make this happen before Tom even got on. Wait a minute. I take that back. The problems with the
Well, I would just say I would agree with Kevin on this, and I think it's the board. Tom Frederick has a job. He has a salary. Sure, he'd love a dam on his resume, but he's doing what he's told to do. We all know that. It's the board. And we have, now that we have two elected officials, Ken Boyd, who's running for Congress, Dave Norris, our mayor, they're accountable to us, and that's a good thing. And I don't think we're going to see any dam built when we can dredge. There may be need to be a dam someday, but not now when you can have all the water you need for 50 years for $10 million.
This is amazing. It's staggering news, isn't it? Yeah. Were you shocked when you read the report?
Maybe shocked isn't the right word because it took a while to sink in, and
that's called shock. I mean, that is amazing, though. It is absolutely amazing. And again, I repeat, I don't see how it's a politically tenuous argument to stand up when this report is in, which blows the cover on dredging now, and obviously makes this as a very sensible, financially responsible option here. I don't see how it's politically tenuous to stand up and argue for that big plan, that hundreds of millions of dollar plan anymore.
Yeah, well, I do think you got a little bit to the heart of it earlier. But I mean, it's slightly ego. I mean, you can't put a plaque on dredging. You can't. Yeah. You know, you can put it on your resume, I suppose.
See that loud mudcat out there screaming? That's my legacy project.
And you know what, Coy? Dredging is done every day. Dredging is done all over the world. It's being done in Greene County, in Orange County.
Well, it's what responsible people do with their water supply.
Dams are not built anymore. Who builds dams? No one, hardly. But dredging is an easy, simple, permittable thing to do, and it's cheap, and it will save the South Fork Ravanna Reservoir for all of us, for recreation, for water supply. It's a beautiful asset for this community. Yeah, and now we know. I am ecstatic, and I'm happy to tell the ratepayers.
I can hear it in your voice.
Your rates do not need to go up, people. They've got the money to do it now.
Well, and you just need to get the message out there, and I guess that's one reason we're here. Is that, you know, you need to get the message out there, because obviously the Ravanna Water and Sewer Authority is not, they're going to sit on that. I mean, they put it on their website, but they're going to sit on this report.
And they will try
or they'll try to kill the report.
It. They'll try to kill the report.
Like, these people can't be trusted and that kind of thing.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how they deal with it. And we'll be looking forward to just seeing how they deal with it and engaging them on that.
But Dee Dee's on line one. Dee Dee, real quick. Go right ahead, real quick.
Yes, hi. I just wanted everyone to know that there's a public meeting that the consulting firm is going to hold on these dredging reports on Tuesday, March 9th at 6 p.m. in the city space on the downtown mall. And another place where you can read the reports is on the seavillewater.info, seavillewater.org. No, dot info. Sorry, seavillewater.info on the homepage. You can get right to the report.
Thank you. Dee Dee, let's go to Mark on two. Mark, go right ahead.
Yeah, first of all, are the is the report going to stay on the website? Now that you guys are talking about it, will they pull it off?
Well, I think the report has to stay on the website. There is a public meeting.
Well, you have public money to do it, right? So it's got to stay out there.
We paid the city. The city paid for this report. Thank you, Coy, for having us on, because now it's out in the public and it can't be hidden anymore. And the public knows about it. Go read the report. Make your own decision.
Mark, did you have another question?
Yeah, I just had a comment, actually, about the angle for the marketing for the politicians. Maybe they could put on their resume that they saved $190
million. That's the way to do it. Now you're thinking, there you go.
That's what we need to do.
Now you're thinking like somebody who wins elections. Kevin Lynch and Betty Mooney live in studio with the latest on the water supply plan. We'll have more on this, I am sure. Big, big news that looks like dredging is the way to go. But as you say, it'll be interesting to see how the advocates for the big new dam and folks who want to spend hundreds of millions of dollars, we'll see. It'll be interesting to see their response and how they spend this. Thank you both for being here.
Thanks
for the update.
Thank you. Yeah.
We'll take a quick break for local news and weather. When we get back, more breaking news today from Hawes Spencer's team at The Hook. This is Charlottesville Right Now.
Tonight on WINA.
I understand what a great honor it is right now, but I definitely...
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.